That is rhythm and blues, New Orleans style. But there's no one on the keys, not the piano keys anyway. This is done by computer coding.
That was Alan Toussaint that we just heard.
Zhao Zhao, an MIT PhD student, created the code for her piano to play on its own. And she's showing off her work to some visiting high schoolers taking part in the Girls Who Code summer camp, which was created to close the gender gap in technology. So what exactly is coding? 17-year-old Prista Joseph is learning all about it.
Coding is a way of programming, so there's different languages in computer sciences, such as JavaScript, Python, etc. And coding is just like the actual writing out of like all the program.
In short, codes tell the computer what to do. Founded in 2012, Girls Who Code has grown rapidly. This year, there are 1,200 girls in camps across the country. In Massachusetts, there are about 120 girls participating at companies like Akamai Technologies in Cambridge. Ketki Puhar is learning computer programming and presentation skills.
It's like a really fun experience.
It's fun, but not easy. The girls commit their entire summer and are paired with volunteer mentors who help with their career goals. Ketki says it's worth it.
My goal is to ultimately be a really good software engineer. And I hope to work at Google or Microsoft.
And it's called Girls Who Code for a reason. Men outnumber women more than 5-1 in the industry right now. That's something Ketki struggles with.
I feel like it's really frustrating because I feel like girls can do just as much as guys.
Girls Who Code COO Solomon Steplight says it starts in school.
Over time, particularly when you get to middle school and high school, you start to notice that there's more and more boys in the math and science classes.
So far, Solomon and his team have been successful. 90% of the girls who participated in camps last year went on to major or minor in computer science. Monica Orta is the director of diversity and inclusion at MIT and says programs like Girls Who Code make her job easier.
The sooner you can get people into the pipeline, the better. So it's about access, right? So if I've never heard of coding, I have no way to get into the pipeline.
Prisca may have been shy in computer science classes before, but this summer she's making friends and great connections. And the connections can pay off. The average starting salary for someone in computer science is around $70,000, and the demand is high.
That's pretty good. I mean, I don't know money at all, but that sounded like a lot. So.
If they stay on course, being in high demand is a code these girls will live by. Tina Martin, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.